Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Pam Bondi, who herself was a registered foreign agent for Qatar, provided the legal memo approving the deal. This is an insane conflict of interest. All right, we've got some massive breaking news. Just when I began to wonder how the hell Trump could possibly top his brazenly corrupt Trump coin or Melania coin scheme from a few months ago, they've done it. The Trump administration announced today that they're going to accept what may be the most extravagant foreign gift in American history. And it's coming from Qatar. It is a $400 million luxury Boeing 747 from the royal family. But it gets even worse because there are multiple conflicts of interest within the Trump admin, from Pam Bondi, who is a foreign agent of Qatar, to multiple other people. I want to break all of this down and give you guys a thorough understanding, but let's just start here. Let's start with this article that reads, the Trump administration is poised to accept, quote, palace in the sky as a gift for Trump from Qatar. Now, he's immediately going to be using this as the new Air Force One, and they announced that in 2029, this royal family jet is going to be put at the presidential library, meaning the next Democratic administration will not be allowed to use it. It is only for Trump. And just could you imagine if Biden did anything like this, anything close to this? It would be game over. I mean, they called Biden's family corrupt for years and years and years, and there was nothing like this. Yet, this will only be a small blip in the corruption of Trump. He's doing the flood the zone tactic, but he's flooding the zone with so much corruption that we can't even weave through it because it's hitting our face at a rapid speed. And what may be the most valuable gift ever extended to the United States from a foreign government, the Trump administration is preparing to accept a super luxury Boeing 747-8 jumbo jet from the royal family of Qatar, a gift that is available for use by Donald Trump only. And that's different than like the Statue of Liberty being gifted to the U.S. after a tragedy. That is different because Trump won't be using this for the U.S. He'll be using it for his own personal gain and for his own status. The gift is expected to be announced next week when Trump visits Qatar on the first foreign trip of his second term, according to sources familiar with the plans. Trump toured the plane, which is so opulently configured as is known the Flying Palace, while it was parked at West Palm Beach International Airport in February. But it gets even worse. Let's read this really quickly. Breaking. Qatar to gift $400 million to Donald Trump. The plane will serve as Air Force One for Trump just before he leaves office. Sources say this may be the most valuable gift ever given to a U.S. president by a foreign government. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Trump's White House lawyer David Warrington concluded the arrangement is legally permissible. But listen to this. Pam Bondi, who herself was a registered foreign agent for Qatar, provided the legal memo approving the deal. This is an insane conflict of interest. But it gets worse. The DOJ and the White House determined the gift does not constitute bribery since it isn't tied to any official act yet. And also, we're letting the DOJ and the White House decide what constitutes as bribery? So you're telling me, just to back up for a second, Attorney General Pam Bondi is the one that decides what is bribery, but Attorney General Bondi herself was a registered foreign agent for Qatar. Make it make sense. This is a gift from a foreign government that is known for suppressing dissidents and aligning with Iran's interests. And by the way, you know Qatar is funding our colleges to the tune of hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars. Let me look this up. How much does Qatar fund U.S. colleges? It's an insane, insane amount. From 2001 to 2021, U.S. higher education institutions received $13 billion in funding from foreign sources, with Qatar contributing $4.7 billion. A third of the funding from foreign sources comes from Qatar, and Trump is trying to remove funding from colleges. So Trump doesn't have any ideological consistency. He cares about money, status, and enriching himself. And just to back up for 1 second, first of all, if you appreciate the videos I make, make sure you scroll down, drop a like, make sure you subscribe. A lot of people have been saying, hey, Adam, I thought I was subscribed, but it turns out that YouTube is unsubscribing. So make sure that you're subscribed. But do you remember when Republicans screamed for years about Hunter Biden and imaginary foreign bribes and China and Ukraine and, you know, Ukrainian energy companies. But now Trump is getting a $400 million plane right off of the back of pumping a Trump coin, right off of the back of cutting more crypto-related deals with foreign governments, and they're silent. They are blind. They don't care about influence peddling because they never did. They never cared about ethics or national security. They cared about consolidating power. And honestly, Democrats seem to be a bit more cutthroat with that. Not cutthroat with doing corruption, but calling out the corruption. Calling out the corruption relentlessly. I mean, Republicans did not let up for 4 years when there was no actual substantial corruption, yet Democrats are kind of rolling over and they're silent, but we won't be silent. Again, make sure you drop a like if you will not be silent. Okay, and just to be clear, this plane is not being donated to the U.S. as a permanent military asset. It's not being donated to the U.S. as an asset that we get to use at all. It's being loaned to Trump in the Air Force. It's being loaned on the condition that after Trump leaves office, it's gifted to Trump's personal foundation. So again, taxpayer dollars will fund the plane's retrofitting. Taxpayer dollars will fund the U.S. military personnel who will protect it. And then in the end, Trump gets to walk away with this $400 million jet just in time for him to cash in on speaking gigs or luxury travel or whatever the hell he wants to do. This is the definition of foreign bribery. It's the definition. This is exactly what the founders feared, that an American president would someday be compromised or bought by foreign powers. And they put safeguards so this didn't happen, but Trump doesn't care about the safeguards. The highly unusual, unprecedented arrangement is sure to raise questions about whether it is legal for the Trump admin and ultimately the Trump Foundation to accept such a valuable gift from a foreign power. Anticipating those questions, sources told ABC News that lawyers for the White House's counsel and the DOJ drafted an analysis for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, concluding that it is legal for the Department of Defense to accept the aircraft as a gift. Okay. Oh, Pete Hegseth actually checkmarked it. I didn't realize that. We're good. Pete Hegseth said it's not even bribery. We're totally fine if he says it. Sources told ABC News that Attorney General Pam Bondi and Trump's top White House lawyer David Warrington concluded that it would be, quote, legally permissible. Oh, Pam Bondi said it's fine, too. I'm so sorry. Maybe I shouldn't even post this video. Pam Bondi and Pete Hegseth said it's not bribery. The sources said Bondi provided a legal memorandum, but keep in mind, Bondi herself was a registered Qatari agent. The plane will initially be transferred to the United States Air Force, which will modify the aircraft using U.S. taxpayer dollars. Then it will be transferred to the Trump Presidential Library. Just an insane amount of corruption. Sunny on Twitter says, Bondi, who herself was a registered foreign agent, provided the legal memo. The president is being given a $400 million gift from Qatar. The state sponsor of Hamas and former lobbyist for Qatar was the one who approved it. Let's read some of the comments. First, the obvious Trump coin influence scam, and now this. It's all out in the open. That's what I was saying. And because he's not up for a re-election, he doesn't give a shit what happens to the party after he's out of power. There's basically no guardrail. It's genius. Trump takes this gift, and it's $400 million Trump can't spend on Hamas. Brilliant chess, obviously being sarcastic. It's just obvious corruption. But again, the same party that screamed about Biden's son getting a seat at a Ukrainian gas board after he had spent years in the VC world just rubber stamped a foreign bribery, a royal bribery in jet fuel form, and they're now just covering their eyes. So again, Qatar funds Hamas, Qatar funds our schools and tries to incentivize some form of extremism time and time again, and Trump is doing dangerous deals with their government. I'll leave it at that. If you made it this far in the video, again, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. I get a lot of comments that say, hey, Adam, I've been watching your channel for a while, but I never actually scrolled down and clicked that subscribe button. So it would mean the world to me. See you on the next video, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.